Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 14th. And that is this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 3 cents at 438 and a quarter, May wheat down 9.5 cents at 534 and three quarters, and May beans up a penny and a half at 1198 and a quarter. May beans did pierce the 50-day moving average at 1203. It got up to 1204 and three quarters, but then broke as the corn and wheat broke. We did have a sale this morning, 100,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. A little bit lower in the corn off of better rains in Brazil, which will help the Serafina crop. The weekly exports, you know, wheat was a terrible number, but it had the cancellations in there. 164,000 was the total, a low number, but again, with the that included the cancellations. Corn was a good number, 1.28. Beans were a little bit light, 470 combined, so no great shakes there. They are looking for a pretty good NOPA number tomorrow, 178.1. That would be a new record for the month of February, so that could be a little bit helpful. The dollar is up 15 ticks, but crude oil is up a dollar a barrel. That should help the beans out here and help try to rally the bean oil. Allendale came out yesterday with a 93.5 million acre corn estimate, up from what the government's projecting at 91, so they're 2.5 million over that. They raised the beans from 84.8 to 85.8. So, you know, I think the beans is a reasonable figure, but I think their corn number is too high. Like I mentioned, we had better rains in Brazil. Really don't see a whole lot out here. The Brazilian soybean crop, for the most part, is pretty much made. We've got probably, after this week, 60 or 65% of the soybeans harvested out here. So I don't really see weather being a big factor unless they get a lot of rains, which will slow down harvest. Not a whole lot of other news out here. The metals are mixed. Silver's up 11, gold's down 11 bucks. Bitcoin's down 1,000 a coin. So, you know, really not a whole lot shaken out here. We'll see if it's another day of opening lower and then rallying to close, either close to steady on the day, at least on the corn and the wheat. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.